Israel's foreign minister says his party will block any attempt to extend a partial freeze on settlement activities. Avigdor Lieberman says there's no need to extend the freeze and that his ultra-nationalist party has enough power to make sure it won't happen. The Palestinian Authority has warned that a failure to extend the halt in settlement projects in the West Bank will jeopardize direct talks with Tel Aviv. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and acting PA Chief Mahmoud Abbas resumed face-to-face talks in Washington on Thursday with the target of a deal within a year. Netanyahu has said settlements should be discussed in their future meetings. The moratorium on settlements expires later this month. Press TV's Sari Al-Khalili joins me now live from Ramallah to tell us more. Sari, Lieberman says there's no need to extend the moratorium, while Mahmoud Abbas has threatened talks will fail if construction continues. So what's made Israel so adamant on its stance on settlements?
Well, first of all, we have to speak about two points here, politics and facts on the ground. Beginning with the facts on the ground, human rights groups and settlements monitoring groups are saying that since the beginning, since the launch of the plan, Netanyahu's plan to freeze the expansion of the settlements, till this moment, the expansion and the extraction has not stopped. According to those groups, actually the expansion continued in the major settlements in the West Bank. Moving to politics, Benjamin Netanyahu announced the freeze of the settlements expansion under pressure, under U.S. pressure, in order to give a chance for the indirect negotiations to continue under the mediation of the United States. And now Netanyahu might face a terrible dispute in his government's coalition. Lieberman, as we know, he's the head of Israel Beitenu, which is one of the prominent factions in the Israeli government. Netanyahu is telling the United States that if he extends the expansion of the settlements, or at least the announcement of that expansion, because according to the groups, the expansion has not taken, the freeze has not taken place on the ground, if the announcement continues or extends, this would jeopardize the unity among the Israelis. The experts are saying that this is only a lie, it's only a bluff, because the freeze is continuing on the ground and Israel wants only to escape from its obligations put by the international community.
Well, that's exactly the point I was going to make here. Lieberman has also said he doesn't believe that a deal with the Palestinians is possible, even during the next generation, in his words. Is this a sign his stance is different from Netanyahu, or that the talks, as some may say, are simply for show?
Well, it's not only Lieberman who's saying that a peace deal would not be reached within 1 year between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Also, we have voices here in the Palestinian territories, like the Hamas movement in the Gaza Strip, saying that it would not be rational, or it would not make sense to make peace with the Israelis, while the internal division is not solved here in the Palestinian territories. And also, it's not appropriate to talk with the Israeli authorities while the expansion of the settlements continues and the Israeli atrocities continue in the West Bank. The daily, almost daily incursions into some of the villages and cities here in the West Bank continue almost on a daily basis, not to mention the violence erupted by the Israeli settlers.
Sari, thanks very much. Press TV's Sari Al-Khalili joining us there live from Ramallah.